107.1 Juice FM, Stratford's greatest hits. Good morning, I'm Jamie Caudle. Have a listen to this. The song is King of the Background, and the artist is Dana Manning. And Dana Manning joins us on the phone lines. Good morning, Dana.
Morning, Jamie. Thanks for playing the song.
Oh, it's our pleasure, and thanks so much for joining us. Now, Dana, this is an absolute beautiful song and a great video, too. But let's talk about who the song is about, King of the Background. Can you tell us about this song?
Yeah, this song is a tribute to Richard Manuel, who was, I guess, most famously known for being in the band, along with, you know, Robbie Robertson and Levon Helm. And he's a Stratford, Ontario native and spent lots of time playing locally with John Till and Bob Kelmuskey in, Ken Kelmuskey in The Rebels.
And why did you choose to focus a song on Richard Manuel? Of course, a great member of the band, but why Richard Manuel?
I just really, well, one, he was local and inspiring to me that way, and I was really compelled by his story as an artist going through time as an artist. And he had a very tragic ending. He committed suicide after a show in Miami in the 80s, and I know that you know, some of my friends' fathers, the Till Boys and Dave Kelmuskey's, but, you know, they were pallbearers at his funeral, and I just really feel that town was affected greatly by that loss. And I know what it's like to be an artist. It's not easy, and it gets harder every day. And I just related to maybe that inner struggle of keeping your career going your whole life.
And the title of this song, King of the Background, it's kind of it's an appropriate title for Richard Manuel, because he was sometimes very much in the background. I mean, you know, we celebrate Richard Manuel as part of the band, his great, incredible musical legacy, but sometimes he was kind of in the background, if you will.
Yeah, that's right. But everyone kind of adored him for his golden voice. You know, he's very much compared to Ray Charles, and could definitely have been the front man himself. And at the time, in the 80s, he was making a good go of that and making his own music. And I think that he just ended up being a bit of the king of the background, where everyone adored him and was just so thankful to play with him, I think. But I think he could see his own potential to be more than king of the background, you know?
Well, he has certainly missed Richard Manuel, but a great tribute with the song King of the Background. So that's the song. Let's talk about the video. How cool is this with Stratford Perth Museum?
Oh, I love it so much. I'm so happy with how it turned out. I actually was blown away. I contacted Chris von Kleist. She's part of the York Lane Collective with Claire. And I told her the idea, and the idea was really to focus around these pictures of Richard that the museum had in their collection, and Catherine Manuel, his brother's wife, had in her collection. So it was a real opportunity to have these pieces kind of donated to the video. And then Chris really had the idea to bring the museum alive and have us explore the museum as we enjoyed the photos. And I just love every detail of it. When I wrote the song initially, it sounds a bit morbid, but I actually recorded it on my phone. Like, you know, that's kind of how I would demo something these days. I would play it into my phone. And I brought it out to Richard's grave, and I played it for him. That's the first thing I did. And I told Chris that, and so she wanted to make the end of the video a trip out to his resting place in the cemetery there. And I just love how thoughtful she was with the video. I also loved that just so happened that morning that we biked by Steve Yeager, who's such a pillar of our music here in Stratford as well. So he makes a cameo. He didn't even know it.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, wow.
Yeah, and Michaela Fitzsimmons, who's the curator at the museum of that Revels display and the Richard Manuel display, I guess music in Stratford, from that era, and she stars in the opening and stayed for us the whole shooting of the video. We had the best time, and we did that all in, I guess, one day, and then the outdoor shots were another day.
Well, I know it's been shared a lot. Of course, we'll share it on our socials as well, the video with Dana Manning, King of the Background. And yeah, Dana, as you kind of mentioned there, it's about making a lot of those Stratford connections right there.
Yeah, the more I just think we have so much to celebrate here. So the longer I've gone in my career, the more focused I get on Stratford.
All right. Well, we should also mention, too, Folk Army continues ukuleles to the forefront.
Yeah. Well, ukulele class starts tonight. We're all full for these. And maybe in January I'll have some more running, which would be awesome. But yeah, Gallery Stratford has been kind enough to let me use the shed there, which is their new space. I don't know if you guys have seen that yet, but it's this beautiful kind of addition to the back of the gallery, but also can double as a stage. The kind of a whole wall opens up and has a private entrance and stuff. So it's kind of the perfect place to start having a class again during these times, and I'm really excited to get kicking that off tonight.
Yeah,
and I taught my little girls for the first time in person last night.
Oh my goodness, how did that go?
Awesome. It was so good.
Well, we look.
It's been a long time, and it really picked up my spirit.
Well, we look forward to those performances as well, for sure.
So, Dana. Yeah.
Dana Manning, the song is King of the Background. Of course, we'll share the video on our socials. Dana Manning, thanks so much for this, Dana, and congratulations on the song and video.
Thank you so much, Jamie. Thanks for featuring it. It means a lot to me.